Hello, listeners. Welcome back to the Matthew Corbett Show on Fantasy Radio 97 FM. I'm joined here in the studio with Jamie Coop. Hello, Jamie. How are you?
Hello, I'm great. Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming on in.
It's a pleasure, honestly. It's really nice to come down and support local radios, which hopefully aspiring and helping me.
Brilliant. So, what's the first song you're going to play for us, Jamie?
The first song I'm going to play tonight is called Golden.
Brilliant. Take it away.
Said, hey, wait up, I can let you go. No, I can let you go. Let you leave. Because you saved me from what easily could have been a misunderstanding between you and me. To your own devices, and I will pay the price. But here I am repenting for the way that we acted, and with those eyes you only rolled the dice. To you, my darling, are gold. You opened up to me in a way I could clearly see all the things which you shared. I see on your mind, you feel the need to leave, then just go ahead. You'll see what you're missing is all of me and what I am. And I left you to your own. And I will pay the price. And here I am repenting for the way that we acted. And with those eyes you rerolled the dice. These are words to you, my darling.
Jamie Coop there in the studio playing Golden. Brilliant. Thank you very much, Jamie. Now, Jamie, tell us a little bit about yourself. What's your background? How long have you been playing music for?
Well, I started off singing when I was probably, mum would come back and say, nursery school, in the plays, but properly since I'd say year nine. And it was, I was sat in music class with my friends and we had to go and write a song. It wasn't really something I enjoyed, a bit of a chore. And then
Music has been drilled into you from quite a young age.
Almost. That's a bad way of saying it, I think. But we went off, we had to write a song, and I was like, okay, I guess I'll do some singing. And teacher said, why not, try and carry that on? And that's where I am today. And guitar I picked up 2 years ago, and I've had a really great teacher, Ian Senhouse. How you doing? In Devices. He's great fun, good lad. So, yeah, music, I love it. Absolutely love it now.
Brilliant. So when you first picked up your guitar to play and you were singing, what were the sort of music you were listening to at the time? What were your influences that made you go, I want to write this kind of music as opposed to something else?
That is a good question. I mean, I would say, personally, from the first day, it would be a guy called Dallas Green from Canada, and you'll hear about him soon, called City in Colour.
Okay, yep.
Great band. And but recently, I would say things have come up like Deaf Havana and anything I like. John Mayer, even. Yeah. It ranges like your sort of jazzy stuff, so...
Brilliant. So when you're writing these songs, of course, you're a young man, lives in the countryside. Yes. What is it that makes you, what inspires you to write these songs? What do you usually write songs about? Or is it you know, do you carry around a pen and pencil with you? You're well, noting down all the times.
Well, I would say personally, it's a sad thing to say, you know, you're growing up, but love would be the main thing that you write about, be that, you know, your friends' experiences or yours. But again, when it comes to writing, it'll be, I could be even writing a song and I go, I'll just think of a melody, but like, I'll try that and that'll come down, that'll come into a whole song. And this is something that, it sounds weird, but you know Emily Sandé? Mm-hmm. I recently went to do some work experience in London. We were interviewing her. I was helping to hold the camera. So it was quite cool. And she spoke about how when she gets an idea, if it doesn't come into a song within 30 minutes, then she throws it away. So I'm working on that sort of idea. Okay. So
as like it's not meant to be. Mm. So you get more of a, almost more of a, well, less forced impression
exactly,
of yourself
it's,
almost.
It's just spontaneous and it's almost, I think, better. But I do come back to ideas and save ideas. So
yeah.
Mix
brilliant.
Match.
Now, what's the second song you're going to play for us, Jamie?
The second song I'm going to play tonight is my interpretation of How to Save a Life by The Fray.
Brilliant. And before you play this one, Jamie, why this song?
Oh, that's it.
what is it about this song that makes you sort of, when you first heard it, you know, you want to, is it something that's quite personal to yourself?
I'd have to say, I mean, when I first started, I loved the idea of the song, the lyrics and physically the melody. It's such a nice melody and the piano. It all came together really nicely for me and I thought, I need to do this, I think. So.
Brilliant. Take it away, Jamie.
Sit down, it's just a talk. He smiles politely back at you. You stare politely right on through some sort of window to your right. He goes left and you stay right. Between the lines, fear and blame, you begin to wonder why you came. Where did I go wrong? Lost a friend somewhere along in the bitterness. How could I stay young with you all night when I know how to save a life? Let him know that you know best, 'cause after all you do know best. Try to slip past his defense without granting innocence. Lay down a list of what is wrong, the things you told him all along. Pray to God he hears you. Pray to God he hears you. And where did I go wrong? I lost a friend somewhere. Could I stay young with you all night? Well, I know how to save a life. He begins to raise his voice, you lower yours. Grant him one last choice, drive until you lose the road, or break with the ones you follow. He will do one of two things. He will admit to everything, or he'll say he's just not the same man. You'll begin to wonder why you came. Where did I go wrong? I lost a friend. Alone in the bitterness, how could I stay young with you all night? Well, I know how to save a life. Where did I go wrong? I lost a friend somewhere. Alone in the bitterness, how could I stay young with you all night? Well, I know how to save a life.
Jamie Coop there with How to Save a Life. I actually forgotten who originally did that song.
Yes, that's the fray, sorry, yeah, the fray.
The fray, yes. Got you. Yeah. Right, there you go. Brilliant. I like what you've done there with the... You've got... What I really like about you, Jamie, is your vocals. You've got your own sort of style to it, and it's always refreshing to hear someone do a cover that they've really made it their own. Like, that really sounds like it could be one of your own songs, which is something which I really enjoy seeing, of course, in another artist. Brilliant. Now, Jamie, what's coming up for you in the future? What gigs have you got coming up?
Right, is it all right if I go through as many as I can?
Just yes, like a little yes, of course.
60-second verse.
Listeners, he's got his phone out, so yeah. He can refresh his memory.
Very soon, I've got, end of this month, I'm doing some Gambia fundraising with some people in school, which would be in Marlborough. So I'll try and tell you when. And then next Friday, it's all on my Facebook page, which is Jamie Coop Music on Facebook. Also, next Friday, I'm hopefully going to be playing Salisbury City Hall.
Okay.
Which should be quite interesting.
And who's that with, do you know?
That's in aid of the Westbury, I think it's Youth Awards. And
okay.
It's really good sort of thing I'd done before. And it's, you know, dance groups, youth charities, you know, disabilities. They'll come together and have awards and sessions. So it's nice to be part of that.
Now, if we wanted to find out some more information about this, can we see this on your Facebook page or have they got a website?
Yes, I mean, it will all be linked, I would say, on my Facebook page, so please check that out, or just add me on Twitter, and it's at Jamie Carl Coop, so you can just check that out if you can.
At Jamie Carl
Coop. Carl with a K, yes.
Carl
Jamaican spelling, if you'll let me. And Warminster, soon I'm playing another charity gig for a friend in the Prestbury Sports Bar, if anyone knows that, so really good to see some old friends from Warminster together again.
Brilliant.
And the big gig, I'm pretty sure, is The Lamb, April 21st, and that's with Chris TT, who I hear is very, very good.
Chris TT is very good. I've seen him many times. He's an absolutely wonderful artist. He's the kind of artist that people like Frank Turner and artists like that aspire to be more like.
Wow.
So you've got quite a lot coming up, which is brilliant. You sound very, very busy. And quite a lot of charity things as well. Is this something that's quite important to yourself?
I would say, you know, charity. I've done things like jumping out of planes for breast cancer, so it's, you know... Hi, Mum. That
really?
Sort of thing. Yeah, it was... So charity, it's something intrinsic to me. You know, it's part of it. I like to give, I like to... But also, it's shows, and people are really, really happy to have you along.
Brilliant.
And looking to play anything I can, you know, sort of line everything up for the summer and just hit it hard. So it should be good.
Oh, amazing. Now, Jamie, before you go, you said Facebook, we can, of course, follow you and things like that. Can we listen to your music online as well? Are we able to buy or download your music anywhere? Or maybe not at the moment, but are you planning an EP or anything like that?
Yes, thank you for reminding me. I will say, this is quite important. Either on my Facebook page, there'll be a direct link to this, or you can just go into iTunes and type in Jamie Coop. So that's Jamie, C-O-U-P-E, into iTunes. Just hit enter and it should be right up there. That's my single Golden, my first track today. So that'd be amazing if you could just check it out, you know, download it.
Oh, brilliant.
Or go for free off YouTube. But I didn't tell you that.
Video to mp3player.com.
Exactly, yeah.
Called. Don't
YouTube
do
converter.
That, listeners.
That'd be
don't
horrible.
Lose that. Go purchase it off iTunes. Thank you very much for coming in, Jamie.
Absolute pleasure, thank you.
Absolutely brilliant. Now, what's this last song you're going to play for us?
The last song I'm going to play tonight is a song I wrote, I would say, less than half a week ago on Friends Emotions, like I said earlier, so I do hope you enjoy it.
Thank you very much, Jamie.
It's 50-50 with you. Half of time seems the other's all mine. All for you, but I need you to believe. But if you don't let me in, can't be there in your heart. I can't fight it from the and if you don't let me in, you just become a martyr, no smarter than the rest. And the first time you blushed, it's how came the road. Eyes bore into mine, and there's born the moment's hope. I'm all for you, but I need you to believe. But if you don't let me in, can't be there in your heart, can't fight it from the start, heart. But if you don't let me in, you just become a martyr, no smarter than the rest.